Weary investors are hoping yesterday's market rally will prove to be the start of a broad rebound on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged nearly 500 points, more than 6%, and the Nasdaq climbed nearly 5%. Despite yesterday's gains, the Dow is still off nearly 20% for the year. NPR's Elaine Coy reports that many small investors, strapped with deep losses, don't know how to react.
In the midst of all this craziness, financial planners are cautioning investors to stick with fundamental principles. Annette Simon with Mosaic Financial Advisors in Bethesda, Maryland, says for many people that may mean doing nothing at all.
As long as their investment horizon is long-term, the best thing to do is just to sit tight, provided that you have a well-diversified investment portfolio to start with.
Investors who put all their eggs in the Nasdaq have already had painful lessons in the importance of diversifying. And by now, they should have learned that it entails more than just buying a Standard & Poor's 500 index fund, which is confined to big-cap stocks. A diversified portfolio comprises a broad mix of stocks, bonds, cash reserves, real estate, and international holdings. But as important as diversification may be, Lincoln Payne, a certified financial planner in the San Francisco Bay Area, says the question of investment horizon is even more crucial.
The single most important issue is when are you going to spend the money? And if it's short-term money, it shouldn't have been in stocks or bonds. It should have been in money markets or CDs or a bank account. If it's midterm money, it should have been in bonds probably. And if it's long-term money, meaning 10 years out or more, it should be in an allocated portfolio, including stocks and bonds, balanced according to your risk tolerance level.
Most experts agree that investors need to devise a custom strategy, and risk tolerance is just one of many factors they need to weigh. Neil Hokanson is president of Hokanson Capital Management outside San Diego.
Our financial decisions should reflect our personal goals. We all know that intuitively, but what happens in a bull market particularly is we look at our neighbors and we hear at parties that so-and-so doubled their money at buying some dot-com, and we begin to get distracted from our own goals and chase stars and chase performance in ways that really pull us away from our initial intent, and that's where we get hurt.
Once investors have defined their goals and horizon and then devised a strategy to get there, they also have to stay vigilant. People who thought buy and hold meant they could forget about their portfolios in a downturn have been hurt as much as the amateur day traders who thought they could outsmart the pros. As tough as it may be, Annette Simon reminds investors that once their assets are allocated sensibly, they must keep an eye out and rebalance periodically to keep their winners from dominating the mix.
It's very counterintuitive, but what it says is sell your winners and buy some of the things that are down, because we know that markets are cyclical, and what's up is going to come down, and what's down is eventually going to go up.
But the biggest mistake people should be looking out for right now, says Lincoln Payne, is the belief that they can pinpoint where we are in the market cycle.
Is the market really recovering now? Is this the beginning of a substantiated recovery that's going to bring us higher than the peaks of March of 2000? Or are we just going to be suckered up for a while and then go and then test even greater lows? People should not be suckered by any belief that they can tell the answer to that question.
The accounting scandals that have dogged Wall Street for the last 2 months are far from resolved. Even as investors cheered Wednesday's rally, AOL Time Warner announced it is the latest corporate giant whose books are targeted by the SEC for investigation. Elaine Corey, NPR News.